I was looking at a very large market. Yet sales on Huda Spot 1 were pretty low. I would attribute this to low mind share. People fail to realize that there might be a solution to managing the file mess. Thus, they don't go looking for a product like Huda Spot. It thus turned out that my target audience was not who I thought. I tried making a program targeted at the average user, yet only advanced users came to realize the need for the product. With Huda Spot 2, I addressed these issues by both making Huda Spot easier to use and yet adding power user features. E.g., Huda Spot 2 shows the query criteria next to the results. Indeed, many users failed to understand that in Huda Spot 1, the criteria were hidden while the query was running. This change also opened the door for power user features. You may now update a query while it is live. You may also drag files from the current results to the criteria pane in order to narrow down a running query. Huda Spot 2 has recently been reviewed by Macworld. I expect this to drive many a casual user to Huda Spot. A recent mention on Mac OS X hints is more likely to spark interest in power users. Huda Geo is a very different product. I wrote it initially to cover my own needs. I did not want to have to drop back to Windows to geocode my photos. I expected the potential audience for the product to be much smaller, yet Huda Geo sells much better than Huda Spot. I guess it's the ability to work without a GPS device which brings lots of users on board.
This year, you took Huda software to Macworld. How did you decide that your micro ISV was ready for its own booth? What was the experience like selling on the Macworld floor? Any regrets? Any tips for other micro ISVs considering exhibiting?